I'm here with Carmen. Hi, Carmen. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you too.
You're a speaker at this year's Brighton's event.
I am.
How do you think about this?
So, well, actually, I'm talking twice this time.
It's twice? Not,
yes, I talked today in a panel and I was talking about SEO, SEO teaming, how to work with other people with other experiences. And tomorrow I'm talking about organic SEO.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, organic strategy versus SEO strategies. I'm not particularly nervous because I've talked in other places before,
yeah.
But ask me again tomorrow and I will tell you tomorrow.
And you said you're talking about SEO strategy versus organic marketing, organic strategy?
Organic strategy,
organic
yeah.
strategy. Can you expand a little bit on this part? What do you want to say? What's the key, if you already can give it away,
yes.
of your talk?
Yeah, so traditionally people, when they talk about SEO, they tend to talk about things that you do on a website.
Yeah.
And that is changing the codes, writing contents. But in my opinion, Google or marketing, digital marketing is evolving really fast.
Yes.
And nowadays, with all the competition in the SERPs, all the competition in branding, focusing only on your website is not enough. So you need to focus on more things like your social media, your
yeah.
branding, digital PR, backlinks,
yeah.
Everything that is part of SEO in a sense,
yeah.
but it's way beyond that.
Yeah.
And that is a little bit what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to show why we need to go away from SEO and how SEO is a part of organic
yeah.
and how to do a good organic strategy.
This is really interesting because we don't know each other, but this we are very on a similar way here. I always say, well, don't do things for SEO, but do them for organic marketing. And as a consequence,
SEO will work.
SEO exactly. will work. And it's so fun to hear you say that as well, that SEO as a consequence instead of being a focus point of view. How do people react when you tell your story or your vision?
I think it really depends on how seasoned people are, so how experienced people are in SEO. People who have been for a long time in the SEO industry and that have seen how Google has evolved
yeah.
during the years, they actually agree and they think, yeah, it's true, it's
yeah.
the way that you have to go because users are going to other platforms as well. If you are newbies, if you've only been in SEO for 3 years and
yeah.
you only focus on keywords, people are like, no, you only need to focus on your website. On your website, you need to put your keywords in your H1 and your meta,
exactly.
and that is enough.
Yeah.
But I think it goes with observing the
yeah.
SERPs. And it goes with understanding digital marketing overall
yeah.
versus only focusing on SEO.
Definitely. And also the focus on the website. It's so traditional as SEO. But you see YouTube ranking, short videos ranking. Do you think that when you're present on all these channels, that it will influence your EAT?
Actually, on the other way around, I think using your EAT as
yeah.
a framework to do your organic strategy is the way that it's going to make you be successful in all the different channels. Because
yeah.
when you break down EAT, right, experience, expertise, authority, and trust, you already see that you need to target different channels. Because in order
yeah.
to be trustable, you
yes.
need to be in social media. Because if your users go
yeah.
to check you, and you, they see that you are not present in social media, ooh, is this company actually real? Are they trying to
yeah.
scam me? You also need to be an authority. You need to be in the right newspapers, in the right publications. Your authors need to be real people talking
yeah.
about the real stuff.
Yeah.
So
having
that is
some
beyond.
Real reputation online.
Exactly. You
yeah.
need to go outside your website
yeah.
to do that, right?
Yeah.
And same with the expertise and experience. For expertise, you need to go to your users writing content in your reviews
yeah.
or doing guest posts. So it's going more and more beyond just the website and showing more beyond the website. So if you use it as a framework, it is already telling you go beyond just a website.
Definitely, I totally agree. How do your clients respond to this vision? Because it is another approach, it's another paradigm on SEO. Are they willing to cooperate, to change? Is it, or is it, do you have a hard time?
It depends.
As always in SEO.
Like always in SEO, it's true. Myself, I used to work in-house. So I work in an agency now, but I used to work in-house. And I already, when I was working in-house, I already struggled to get to the KPIs that
yeah.
my boss were giving me.
Yeah.
And most of the time when I was looking for alternatives to meet these KPIs, I was always going beyond the website.
Yeah.
Because let's be realistic, after COVID, the SERPs are really crowded. Like everyone
yeah.
went online.
Yeah, definitely.
Particularly if you do e-commerce, everyone went online and now you are competing with 3 times more the people that you were competing.
Yeah.
So if you want to achieve the same that before with three times more competition, you need to explore.
Yeah.
So depending on how the industry that my clients are coming from, the budget that they have, and how much they understand of digital marketing, many of them will be open.
Yeah.
Others will be still fixated on, I want to rank in number one. And that is difficult and it requires quite a lot of patience and education.
Yeah.
Now, I think if you are a good SEO lead, or if you are good at explaining SEO, you can always educate your clients, but you need time, you need to prove, you need data.
Yep.
So you need to have the exact data to show them, okay, your audience is not here, it's
exactly
here, and you need to invest here. But it requires a lot of time.
Yeah, I can imagine. You said your KPIs when you were an in-house SEO. What was the most important KPI? Was it rankings, traffic?
It was revenue.
Revenue?
Yeah.
Straight, so measurable revenue. Last
on organic. Conversions. So that for me was one of the things that changed my view totally of how SEO works. Because I learned SEO in agency and then went in-house. And in agency, we were super fixated with rankings, right?
Exactly.
Ranking number one and traffic. And then when I went on in-house, they didn't care about the rankings. They didn't care. They did care about the traffic. But the main point was, is organic bringing me revenue?
Yep.
Is organic bringing me conversion? So then I learned to change the KPIs I was tracking. I learned to look at correlating conversions with traffic, correlating conversions with CRO within the website. I learned that SEO is way beyond just rankings, because you might as well bring a lot of traffic, but if your traffic doesn't convert, then what?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That is SEO, I think.
But when you're doing things outside of the website, it might increase direct traffic, branded traffic. And that's something SEOs always think of.
Yeah, it's true.
We are always focusing on non-branded. But yeah, how do you see this battle? Because I think branded traffic is...
It's super important.
Yeah, and
it's very important.
What's the English word for it? It's underestimated?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, particularly in the SEO world, people don't track branded traffic as they should.
No.
And they're... Actually, tomorrow... I'm doing a spoiler. Tomorrow in my talk, I'm talking about this. I'm talking about two experiments I did. One is how brand awareness had an impact in my non-brand keywords, and how the links coming from social had an impact in how my product pages rank.
Yeah.
So basically, Google is actually promoting companies that users do trust based on the brand.
Yeah.
So if you have your radio on, if you have your PR on, if you have your TV on and your social media, the performance in non-brand keywords is going to be higher.
Definitely.
Because people are clicking in your website.
Yeah.
And that is a direct correlation with whatever other performance that you do in your website.
Yeah.
When I report on SEO, I always report in branded and non-brand.
Yeah, it's so important. And what I think is also, but this is my hypothesis, I'm curious if you see it this way, when people are searching for the most important keywords with your brand, that when this happens like significant times, Google might notice, oh, your brand is related to this important keyword. So branded traffic is not something, it's really important. And helping your non-branded rankings as well. But
I agree.
I cannot prove it, but this is...
Well, I mean... You cannot prove it. There are things from Google that you will never prove. But
exactly.
If you do this test several times with several clients,
yeah.
You always see an increase. Even if you prove it or not, you will know that it works, right?
Yeah.
And that is what happened with me. I cannot say particularly the name of the client, but basically we convinced this client to have, they are in e-commerce. We convinced this client to have the radio for 3 months.
Yeah.
And the hypothesis was if you have brand campaigns in your radio for 3 months, and you switch it after, the traffic is going to continue for another 6 months.
And
it worked. And
wow.
But not only it worked for organic, it also worked for paid. So when people, after for a while, listening to the audience, listening to the radio and the TV about the brand, even when it was off, they were clicking more on paid and they were clicking more on organic. Even when they were searching for no brand, because the brand, they have heard it before. So you're no longer competing in a space where no one knows you, where you are a new company.
Yeah. It's way easier
exactly.
to compete. And then I have one tough question for you. You're talking about PR, digital PR, brand building, radio spots. But for helpful content, EAT is something that Google has been put on the plate of the SEO. But this is way bigger than SEO. Is this something the SEO should be responsible for?
It really depends on what you think of an SEO.
Yeah.
I don't think of an SEO. I think the role of an SEO is evolving. It's becoming more and more, one, diverse, and two, specialized. So you cannot have any more one person doing everything. That's not feasible.
No.
You cannot have a technical SEO expert doing an SEO strategy, looking after the content, looking after digital PR. It's important that whoever specializes works together.
Yeah.
But you need to choose where to specialize in order to do the things right.
Yep.
For example, just to give you an example of my team, I have, everyone knows the basic of it. Everyone knows the basic of what they do as a content expert or a technical SEO expert or an SEO strategy expert. And they work together and they are able to identify when to go to one to another. But each of them looks after a specific thing.
Yeah.
And something that I have implemented in the last month is this IT framework. That is what they use for every strategy.
Yeah.
Why? Because it is applicable in tech SEO. You need to put your schemas in the type of content that you put.
Yeah.
You need to put. You need to make sure that the website is fast. The UX is good.
Yeah.
So technical SEO needs to focus about it. But so does content.
Yeah.
And so does digital PR.
Exactly.
So if they all work together towards the same objective, which is it, in the end, it works well for the website.
Yeah.
But you can.
Then we cannot talk about SEO anymore.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah, this isn't SEO anymore. This has...
That's exactly my point.
Yeah, it's a transformation towards what I call organic marketing. And you say organic strategy. I also really like that term. But then you cannot say, oh, we're looking at direct organic traffic or we're looking at visitors, because everything comes together.
Obviously, that is true. But that's another problem. I think... Digital marketing and Google and also all the platforms are evolving faster than the SEOs are evolving.
Definitely.
And we are not catching up. Yeah. There are some people who are catching up, but clients are not catching up.
No.
And us, SEOs, are not catching up.
No.
Not everyone.
So I agree.
That's why I think we need to start talking more about it.
Yeah.
But when you are a good digital marketer, you are also able to spot opportunities for paid, right?
Like.
Yeah. The point will be, we all as digital marketers need to have one common objective. That is our digital market performs.
Yes.
And how do we do that? We do it through paid, we do it through organic, and we do it through organic conversions. And organic conversion includes social media, includes digital PR, includes brand sometimes. Because sometimes something that I notice when you are reporting, many times organic conversions come through direct. In GA4. So how do you spot that actually direct came from organic?
Exactly.
So in the end, everything is becoming way more complicated, way more advanced.
It's becoming holistic also,
exactly.
I think. And holistic view on organic marketing, on organic, on the content you create. Not creating content for your website alone, but also for other channels.
For the brand.
Yeah.
Like, I think brand marketing or content marketing, I remember a few years ago, everyone was talking about content marketing and doing content marketing. Content marketing, again, is nothing else than organic marketing.
I totally agree.
Because you're putting it everywhere organically.
Yeah.
And you need to do it with a strategy, and that strategy being converting.
Yeah.
And that means you need to focus on keywords, you need to focus on content, but you need to focus on the brand, you need to focus on that and that, the other. And many of the time that you create content for organic, then you can reuse it for paid, right?
Yeah.
Because, or even social.
Exactly.
So if your TikTok people your influencers are creating super cool videos, you can use those videos in your product pages, you can use those videos in your paid media, you can use those videos in shopping. So in the end,
definitely.
Is having, you said it, holistic view
of
everything that you want to do and having common KPIs. I think that is the important bit.
The common KPIs and not conflicting KPIs,
exactly.
Which is, I think, for a lot of companies already a bridge too far sometimes. Just to wrap it up, some questions, because I know for sure that people are watching and thinking, yeah, I understand, but where to start? This is so big. I don't know. Do you have a tip for viewers that say, okay, I see what you're saying. How do I start?
Complex questions.
Yeah.
So it's not a complex. It's changing your mindset. So I keep talking about it as a framework. What I did basically is I got, and probably you will see in my talk tomorrow because I put it in one slide. I start with analyzing my audience. Where is my audience? Something that every single marketer should do and we SEOs never do.
We never done it. We rely on keyword research.
We do keyword research, but keyword research is only a small part of the SEO, like audience analysis. So we start with an audience analysis. We split it in the funnel, so awareness,
consideration, buying,
exactly. To each of them, we put the type of content and type of keyword that we want to go after. Then we identify where our users go. So do they go to Reddit? Do they go to TikTok? Do they go to Google? So we put Google at the same level as all the social media platforms. Yep. Now, everyone is going to be like, but TikTok is not a search engine. No, it's not a search engine, but it is a platform that lots of people use to search for content.
Definitely.
And same with YouTube. So if we put it in a list where they go, then we are able to identify the type of content that we want to put, at what place the website is, and then you start from there. You start from creating your content for your website, for YouTube, for TikTok, for whatever.
Yeah.
And you obviously need to create an audience depending on the level of maturity of your client. You put an audience strategy for 6 months, for 1 year, for 2 years. But if you plan everything, you can start. Yeah. I also think that SEOs have a tendency to get the quick wins.
Something
that is going to get me ranking very fast, but that is gone. That doesn't exist anymore.
I'm very glad you're saying this. I'm making a short out of this quote that you're saying that quick wins are over. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for
thank
being
you
here,
for the opportunity.
And I wish you all the best tomorrow.
Thank you. I hope you come to see me.
I will definitely come to join your talk, and maybe I will again make some videos.
Okay, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.